Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I am blessed and thankful I get to continue Dad's message on Church on the Rock is. How many have enjoyed the last 2 weeks that Dad's been teaching that? It's a great message because, you know, I think it's beautiful. Dad is really verbalizing, encapsulating for us what the culture of Church on the Rock is. And culture is so important, right? They say that one of the mottos and slogan for Apple is that, you know, culture trumps strategy every time. And it's important that you have a culture, a set of values and beliefs for your own home, right? If you own a business, for your business, and that you verbalize those things so that people know, right, how they can function, how they can grow within that environment. So I'm blessed. I get to continue today. And today I want to talk about Church on the Rock is a place to grow. Can everyone say grow? You know, our heart here at this church is to see you be all that God has called you to be. We don't want you just to flounder. We don't want you just to coast through life, but we really want to see you grow into God's perfect purpose, really doing all that he's called you to be. And we count it a joy, the staff, the dream team, just to be able to help you on that journey. How many of you here are on our dream team? Do we have some dream team? Look at those. Give them a hand clap. Aren't they awesome? Our dream team is our volunteers. They make the service happen each and every week. Without them, we just could not do it. But before each and every service, we have what's called a pre-service meeting. And those are awesome, where we get together and we kind of get a game plan for the service. And we rah, 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 cheer, 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 all this stuff, you know, before we get to minister to you. And when we're there, we like to go through some of our values, our attitudes, our attributes, and our power phrases. And one of the big ones that we can't go through all of them, but one of the big ones that we have on there is growing. Growing is that we want to be a team. We want to be a church where we're always moving forward. We're always striving to get better. We don't just get comfortable, amen? But we want to do our best for God, right? Whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto men, amen? And we have this scripture verse on that piece of paper that we read from when we talk about growing. It's 2 Peter 3, verse 17 through 18. It says, "Dear friends, since you already know about this, be careful. Do not let those evil people lead you away by the wrong they do. Be careful so you will not fall from your strong faith." And here's the good part. "But grow. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory be to him now and forever. Amen." And I know many of you have heard pastors paraphrase the one, "Keep moving forward." Right? That's that, again, that's that environment, that's that culture of growing. We want to get better. We don't just want to stay the same. Studies tell us that 50% of the people, after they graduate from high school, will never read another book the rest of their life. You see, the problem is that most people, they see learning, they see growth as merely kind of a stage in life. Do you know what I'm saying? Elementary school, maybe middle school, college, high school, and if you're lucky, maybe graduate school. They see that as a stage of learning. But of Church on the Rock, we believe that learning is a way of life, not just a stage of life. Amen? We believe that it's a way of life. It's the way that we live. One of my favorite basketball coaches, his name is Kenny Atkinson. He's the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He likes to say, with his basketball team, he likes to create a culture where everyone on his team is humble and curious. And I just love that. I stole that for our team here at Church on the Rock. Humble and curious. He says, everyone on the team understands, even though we're professional, even though we're the best of the best, we don't have it all together. We still have room to grow. Think about that. Those guys are making millions and millions of dollars. They could say, I could just take the money. I don't even got to play hard. I don't got to give. But yet his culture is, we're curious. We're always looking at how can we get better? We're humble. We realize we don't know it all. We realize there's things we can learn. And I love that. That's how we are at Church on the Rock. How many know the growth, it's not automatic. Each and every person in here, you have gifts, you have talents and abilities, potential down on the inside of you, but you have to discover them. And then once you discover them, right, you have to develop them. And I just want to encourage you today, don't let your life go by with unrealized potential on the inside of you. Don't wake up someday or maybe even go to the grave. You know, I've heard people say that the cemetery is actually the richest place in the world because there's all these unrealized dreams, unfulfilled potential right there in the ground. Many of you, you've got songs on the inside of you that are unwritten. There's many of you here that you've got books that you know you're supposed to write. There's some of you here that got ministries you know that you're supposed to start. Businesses, God's given you a huge dream on how to, you know, provide to send the gospel around the world through your business. But it's just lying dormant on the inside of you. It's not just going to happen automatically. You've got to work on it. In 2011, there was an article in the Harvard Business Review called 9 Things Successful People Do Differently. Number 5 was really good. It said this. It says, they focus on getting better rather than being good. Many of us in here, we believe that our intelligence, our aptitudes, our talents, that all those things are set. That no matter what we do, we can't improve. How many of you know when you were young, you had somebody, well-meaning person in your family said, oh man, you're not that good at math. You need to avoid math. Oh man, you're a really shy person. You know, just leave her alone. She's really shy. She doesn't like to get up in front of people. Have you ever had people say stuff like that over you? What happens after a while is that once we hear those things, we begin to believe it. We begin to believe it just kind of gets set in our system. And guess what? We never step out to learn. We never step out to meet, to get to improve those talents and abilities that we have. There's an awesome book that Pastor made everybody on staff read. It was called Mindset, by a psychologist named Carol Dweck. And she says that this mindset, when you think you can't get better, is called a fixed mindset. Has anyone heard of that before? It means you're just kind of stuck and you don't really think you can get better. But she said in her research, she found out that successful people, they think about things totally differently. It says they believe that no matter their age, their background, no matter the different disadvantages they have, they believe that they can learn, that they can change, and that they can acquire the skills they need to be their best. She calls this a growth mindset, that you can believe you can get better. You're not stuck. All you got to do is begin to take the steps to get there. How many know who Serena Williams is? Does anybody know who Serena Williams is? Yeah, you might have noticed her. She was dancing in the halftime show this last Super Bowl. But she's one of the greatest tennis players of all time. She was ranked, think about this, number 1 for 319 weeks straight, Neil. Wow, 319 weeks straight. And she won 73 tour singles titles. That's unreal. She's the greatest, right? I mean, she never did another thing the rest of her life. She made it, right? She's a millionaire. She's got her own venture capital firm. In fact, a couple years back, she was actually speaking at a business conference in Orlando, and they were interviewing her on stage. And she said this quote I thought was so powerful. I wanted to share it with you. She said, the day you stop growing is the day your journey ends. I'm always looking to figure out what I can learn, what I can do better, and how I can be a better leader. Think about that. That's being curious and humble right there. That's having a growth mindset. She hasn't got to do another thing. She is the best of the best. She is at the pinnacle of career, but yet she continues to want to get better. Albert Einstein says this, when you cease to learn, you cease to grow. And when you cease to grow, you cease to improve, you cease to get better. You don't move forward, you just exist. So today I want to encourage you, you have no excuse. We live in an awesome time where learning is easier than ever before. How many know my son, Ethan? Does anybody know Ethan? Yeah, he's great. He works in the IT department here at church. And Ethan loves gaming. He loves video games, and if you go into his room, he's got it all set up for his video games. He's got a PC with all these colored lights shooting out of it. He's got speakers and a sub down here. And in fact, when you walk by his room, the door will be shut, and you'll hear like the bass thumping, you know, and the lights are coming. It looks like a disco or something, a club right there inside of his room. But a couple weeks ago, I said to him, listen, I'm going to be gone. Tamara and the girls were gone. I need you to get some work done, okay? You can't just be playing Call of Duty and Fortnite all day. You gotta be productive. Okay, Dad, cool. So I don't wanna come home and find out you've been playing video games all day, right? And so I, of course, go to work. I'm tired, come in the door, shut the door, and I walk in and I see the door shut with lights flashing underneath there in the music. And I'm like jumping to conclusions. Okay. You didn't do what I said, right? And so I go in there, I knock on the door, and the door opens. And I say, Ethan, what are you doing? You're supposed to this. And he goes, well, Dad, he goes, I've actually been taking a Skillshare class today on coding. And I've been learning a computer language so I could help out at church with the websites and that type of stuff. And I was like, that's my son. That's what I'm proud. I'm doing a good job, all right. But the point is that learning today looks totally different than when you and I were kids, right? It's so easy today. We got YouTube, right? We've got Audible. We've got, online coaching groups that many of you are part of, LinkedIn, all these different things. And one of my favorite resources is davidblunt.org. I don't know if you've been there. How many have been to davidblunt.org? All kinds of great leadership material there. I encourage you to check that out. But you might say, Daniel, that's all fine and good. But even when I do all this stuff, nothing ever seems to go my way. But I just want to encourage you. You're looking at things wrong. You're looking at it wrong. I know you might look to one side and you might say, this person is living a crazy life and it seems like every door opens for them. I'm telling you, it's going to catch up with them in the end. It's going to catch up with them in the end. It's people that are growing and getting better that get the big opportunities. When preparation meets opportunities, what happens? Success happens. When you're faithful with the gifts that God has given you, the doors begin to open. I think about that story in the Bible, David and Goliath. How many love David and Goliath, that story? Yeah, you know that story. And I think about, David, he's going to become the greatest king, right, that ever lived. But there he was for years. Bible scholars tell us that he was actually born out of wedlock, right, to somebody that wasn't his father's wife, right? And he was kind of pushed to the side, forgotten about. He was pushed out in the field to watch the sheep, right? But what was he doing? He was preparing. He wasn't satisfied. He could have felt sorry for himself. Just sat back, done nothing, right? Ate Flamin' Hot Cheetos and drank Coke and watched Netflix, Love is Blind, for 4 hours, felt sorry for himself. But he wasn't doing that, was he? He was, seeking God's face. He was growing closer to the Lord. And you know what? I imagine him. He had a slingshot out there, and he was practicing with that slingshot. He was setting up rocks, setting up, boards and, aiming, practicing. He was preparing, and guess what? The door opened for him. So I encourage you, begin to invest in yourself daily. You're too valuable just to sit around. There's no one like you. You're a masterpiece. Instead of doom scrolling on Instagram, why don't you replace it with something educational, right? You could watch a documentary or something like that. But I encourage you, begin to invest in yourself daily. Here's the big idea of today's message. Growth is God's will for your life. Growth is God's will for your life. You are not meant just to be stagnant and to sit around. Church on the Rock, that's what we're all about, is helping you grow into God's perfect purpose for your life. Did you know that most of the problems we experience in our lives is really due to us not growing spiritually? When we're spiritually immature, how many know you've seen these type of people, they base their decisions on emotions, right? They're moved to and fro by circumstances. But mature Christians, they base all their decisions, they base their life on the Word of God, amen? Ephesians 4, verse 14, let's read this. We are not meant to remain as children at the mercy of every chance wind of teaching, jockeying of men who are expert in the craft presentation of lies. But we are meant to hold firmly to the truth in love and to grow up in every way into Christ the head. How many know that children are cute, but when a child doesn't grow up, it's not cute, it's tragic. And it's the same thing with us. When we don't grow into what God has called us to be, it's not cute. It's tragic. It doesn't mean nothing. It's tragic. We're going to get to heaven someday, and God's going to be like, hey, did you grow into the person I wanted you to be? So today, I want to talk about some of the ways that we grow. Is that good? Real quick, easy. I saw a YouTube video, how to get to 8% body fat in 7 days. And wow, you've seen those videos, you click on those, So today, I'm going to give you a quick, just four things today on how you can grow spiritually. You can get to 5% spiritual body fat in 7 days if you start doing these things. So here we go. Number one, we grow when we have a relationship with God's word. We grow when we have a relationship with God's word. Now, Dad's been talking about this the last 2 weeks, but how many know this right here, it's our soul food. This is healthy food for our spirit. And I just want to encourage you, if the only time you're ever hearing this, if the only time your spirit is coming in contact with this is on a Sunday morning, you're not going to be healthy. You're not going to be growing. Think about it. The only time you ate this week was Sunday morning. Would you be able to go deadlift any amount of weight? Would you even be able to walk to the mailbox? No. It's the same way with our spirit. We have to have the habit of having a relationship, of reading, getting in this each and every day. Matthew 4, verse 4 says this, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. We have to develop the habit a little each day of reading God's word. And that's why I love it. Here at Church on the Rock, we want to help you. We have our one-year Bible. How many got a one-year Bible? You can get it on Kindle. You can get it in our bookstore. But man, I enjoy it. I make sure I don't miss. But it's great because the Bible is broken up into these sections. It's easy to read. And guess what? It's just awesome to be able to know exactly what you're supposed to read. And as you're doing it, man, I feel myself getting stronger. Each and every day, my spirit is getting stronger. And when I miss, I feel weak. Anybody else relate with that? So I encourage you, begin to do that. Look here, too, Acts 20, 32. I thought this was great about our relationship with the Word. Brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Now, this verse is amazing. If you really look at what it's saying here is that there are some gifts or blessings that God wants to give you, but He can't because you can't handle it. Do you see that? He says, I commend to you and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified, right? It's an inheritance for the sanctified, the mature, the grown up. There's some gifts or blessing God wants to give you, but He can't because you can't handle it. You won't be able to handle the blessings until you get a handle on God's word. You understand? You won't be able to handle those blessings until you get a handle on His word. Now, let me show you real quickly how you get a handle on God's word, real quick, all right? Everyone hold your hand up real quick. Let me see your hand. Look at it, all right? So we got five fingers, right, and one palm, all right? So first off, we'll go through this together. Number one, we hear God's word. Everyone say, hear it. Hear it, okay? Number two, we want to read God's word, right? Read it. Everyone say that. Read it, okay? Now, if I just hear and read God's word, do I got a good handle on it? Do you think, Dad, if he came up here and grabbed this, he could pull it out of my hands? Yeah. Do you think the world could get that away from me? The circumstances could knock me off track? That's right. Okay, our third finger, study it, right? Say study it. All right, that's three fingers. Next is we're going to memorize it. All right, put your next finger on there, right? You know, downstairs in our kids' ministry right now, we have a swordsman program where kids are memorizing large passages of Scripture. It's so cool, really awesome. And then next five is meditate on it, right? And that is thinking about it, right, clearly. And then lastly, our palm is to apply it, okay? And when you do all six of those things, you got a handle on God's word. You got a handle on God's word. Nothing could take it from you. Nothing could pull it away. Circumstances can't knock you off track. And then when God sees you got a handle on His word, He knows that you can handle His blessings. Amen? So in the culture at Church on the Rock, it's important you understand this. We speak the word. We make decisions based on the word. We put God's word first. We believe it's not just a book. It's not just suggestions. It's not just stories. It's divinely inspired and is complete truth. Amen? That's who we are as a church. Now, my daughter Ava, she is what's called a sneakerhead. Have you heard of that before? A sneakerhead? It's somebody that collects valuable sneakers, likes sneakers, all these different things. And a couple months ago, we were actually walking through an airport, and I saw this kid walk by. He ran by us, and I said, Ava, I said, man, look, that kid has got your shoes. Those are the exact Jordans that you have. They're these black Jordans. I think we got a picture of these black Jordans that you have. And I said, Ava, I said, this kid's got your exact shoes. Isn't that cool? And she goes, Dad, those are my shoes. And I said, yes, they are. Look at them. It's exact. Look at your foot. Look at that. She says, no, Dad, those aren't my shoes. Those are fake shoes. And those are fake Jordan. She goes, yeah. I said, how do you know? They look the exact same to me. This exact same shoes. And she's like, Dad, wow, you're insulting me here. Look, I'm telling you, you see the stitching on the swoosh right there? Yeah. It's like that. She pointed out all these little things to me that I never knew about, you know? And I said, how do you know that? And she goes, because I have the real ones. I said, you have the real ones? She goes, yes, I have the real ones. And because I have the real thing, I can see the counterfeit. I can see the fake. I can see those things, right, that are wrong with those. And do you know it's the same thing? When you got a handle on God's word, you spend time in this, man, you grow up, you start making good decisions. You start seeing those people coming into your life that are out to mess you up. You start seeing those lies the devil sends your way. I mean, because you know the real thing. You've seen it. You have it. Amen? All right. Number two way that we grow is we grow when we develop spiritual habits. Good habits bring good character. And good character brings a good destiny. Your character is the sum total of your habits. John 13, verse 17 says this. It says, you know these things, and God will bless you if you do them. How many know? You don't get God's blessing for doing the right thing. We get God's blessing. For knowing the right thing. We get God's blessing when we do the right thing, when we practice good spiritual habits. And guess what? When we practice those things, when we do them, we're going to grow. It's just natural. How many know when you get into the gym, you start lifting weights, you might not see anything happen for a couple weeks, right? Couple months. But if you stay with it, you stick with those habits, you're going to get bigger. You're going to get stronger. Amen? How many know, you know, some of you start running, and what do you do? First time around the block, right? It's like, feels like you're going to die. You can't breathe. You're wheezing, right? But then after a while, it gets easier. It gets easier. It gets easier. Your endurance grows. It's the same thing with spiritual habits. The more that we stay consistent with them, we're going to grow spiritually. Hebrews 5, verse 14. However, solid food is for mature people whose minds are trained by practice to know the difference between good and evil. See there again, practice is talking about spiritual habits. Successful people put the time and energy into developing the correct habits to take them to the top. Now, you know how I talked about 1 week to 5% spiritual body fat, right? Here's four quick habits that I just encourage you. Now, Pastor teaches an amazing message if you haven't gone to our God is For You class called Habits of a Healthy Believer in Step 1. But this right here, I just want to give you four quick habits that can bring quick spiritual growth to your life immediately. You want to hear them? Oh, come on. Do you want to hear them? Okay. All right. Number one, weekly church attendance. Everyone say weekly. Well, and they're, oh, Daniel, you're hard. Weekly. Now, come on. Weekly. We can do this. And maybe if you're only coming once a month, just up it to coming twice a month, right? If you're coming three times a month, try to do all four. But weekly church attendance is so, so important for your growth, right? Number two, small groups. How many in here today are involved in our small groups? Anybody? Look at the hands. Isn't that awesome? Small groups. You get involved in a small group, and you're going to grow. We'll talk about that in just a second. Number three, daily quiet time, alone time, prayer with God, right? And then number four is studying God's word. Now look here at the early church. They were all about these spiritual habits. Acts 2, we see here every day they continued to meet together. Everyone say every day. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. They were praising God, enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And you think about the one place in the Bible where we see the actual word success is attached to a spiritual habit. Joshua 1 verse 8. It's one of my dad's favorite scriptures. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. Everyone say continually. Everyone say day and night. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. Jim Rohn said, success is a few simple disciplines practiced every day. Now, a couple weeks ago, I read an article by, Gene, you'll appreciate this, Hank Haney, who was Tiger Woods' trainer for years. Everyone knows who Tiger Woods is, right? Tiger Woods. And Hank Haney, he was talking about when Tiger was at the top of his game, how crazy his daily routine was. You know, we've talked about the secret of our future is hidden in our daily routine. This guy's daily routine was amazing. I just wanted to read some of it, of what Hank Haney said it was, just to bring it home again, how if we want to be successful, if we want to be strong, growing, getting better, we have to have some good habits, right? Okay, so this is what he said. He said, Tiger would start at 6 a.m. and he'd do a two-hour session on swinging, nothing but swinging. He then would play 9 holes, then he would break for lunch. And then he'd play another 9 holes. And then he would come back. He'd go to the weight room till 6 p.m., after which he would do another second workout, said tennis or basketball. And it said he did this every day for years. And then he would, certain days, he would put in either 4 to 8 miles of running on each one of those days. Think about that. That's crazy. That's crazy, right? But guess what? He's the greatest of all time. He made his habits, and his habits made him into the greatest. And it's the same way for you and I. If we want to be the best Christian we can be for the Lord, if we want to be on fire, if we want to be a person that's not shaken, spiritually immature by circumstances that come our way, guess what? We have to have the right habits. Amen? All right, number three, we grow when we help other people grow. We grow when we help other people grow. How many know we need each other? We can't become mature by ourselves. Just like a little baby, right, needs his mother, his father, it's the same way with us spiritually. Romans 1, verse 12, I love this. I mean that I want us to help each other with the faith we have. Your faith will help me, and my faith will help you. Hebrews 10, verse 24 says, let us think about each other and help each other to show love and do good deeds. You should not stay away from church meetings as some of you are doing, but you should meet together and encourage each other. Do this even more as you see the day coming. I know a lot of us have heard this before, but the greatest cure for depression, right, is to get out and do something nice for someone else. And if you want to experience growth, if you want to go to a new level, I encourage you, you need to join our dream team. You saw the hands of the dream team. We've got a great volunteer team here at Church in the Rock. And I tell you what, it's not just doing work. They're growing. They're getting stronger as they minister to other people. A few years ago, when I was in college, more than a few years ago, I remember every day I was blessed to have some of the greatest evangelist teachers in the world come into my Bible college classes, and they would teach for 4 hours at a time. And man, it was fantastic. I was really a spoiled brat. They'd come in every day and just preach, and it was awesome. But you know, after a while, I noticed, I felt like I just wasn't getting anything anymore. I felt stagnant. I felt cold. I felt dry. Anyone ever felt like that before? And I couldn't figure it out. I was actually in my quiet time. I was praying, God, what's going on? What's wrong with this? See these fellow students sitting next to me, and then they're getting into it. The Lord's touching them. They're falling out, you know, and I'm like, I feel nothing, right? I'm just dead on the inside. And I remember I called my dad one night, and I was talking to him. And I said, Dad, I don't know what's going on. You know, I feel like I'm not even saved. I'm getting all this great word every day, but like nothing seems to be happening. And he goes, He gets quiet for a second. And he goes, let me ask you. He's like, you're getting all this put into you, but how are you giving it out? And I said, say that again. He goes, you're getting all this on the inside of you. How are you giving it out? He said, let me give you an illustration. He said, you know, in Israel, there's two big bodies of water, right? The first one is called the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea, it's the lowest point on earth. It's this desert area. Nothing can live in the water. It's full of salt and gunk. In fact, it has so much salt, you could float on it without any type of inflatable. You just float on it, right? But it's known as the Dead Sea because nothing can live there. But the thing that's interesting about the Dead Sea is that there's only one tributary to it, and guess what? It's going into it. So all the Dead Sea ever does is receive. Does that make sense? All it does is take. But then Dad said, well, there's another body of water. It's called the Sea of Galilee. And the Sea of Galilee, you'll see it up there, it's lush. It's beautiful. All kinds of fish. There's all kinds of greenery, palm trees. It's beautiful. It's like paradise on earth. And it has a tributary leading out of it, the Jordan River, right? But guess what? All it does is give out. The one that's beautiful, the one that's flourishing is the one that's giving out. The one that's dead, the one that's dying, the one that nothing can live in is taking in. And so he said, Daniel, I want you right now to go sign up to do something. Take action, because you're only going to grow, right, when you help other people grow. So that day, I went back to my Bible college, and I signed up for a homeless outreach in downtown Fort Worth. And I got my guitar, and I began to play my guitar in worship services for the homeless. And you know what? My whole life changed. Everything opened up. It's like my faith became alive. It's like I just went to a whole new level. So as the team comes right now, I just want to encourage you. The next level of growth for you, if you haven't signed up, again, for our dream team, there's a card right there in the back of that seat in front of you. I encourage you, click on that QR code and sign up for our dream, because you will grow. You will go to new levels as you begin to minister and touch other people. All right, number four way that we grow as we close here is we grow when we commit to grow. We grow when we commit to grow. How many know that growth, it's a choice? It doesn't just happen. You have to make a quality decision. you know, you can't do anything great in this life. Think about it now. Think about it. Think about marriage. You think about your work. You think about your church. You think about being a parent. All those things that you want to do great that really make life significant, they all take commitment, right? And how many of you ever see, like, you know, you'll be talking to a couple that are in love and, you know, you go and you talk to the girl and you're like, so when you guys get married, you've been, you know, dating for like 7 years. And she's like, oh, he's afraid of commitment. Have you ever heard that before? He's afraid of commitment, right? There's no greater sign of immaturity than a fear of commitment. There's no greater sign. He's not ready, right? He's not ready. And so today, I just want to encourage you. It's time. A journey of 1,000 miles, it begins with one step. It's time for you today. Commit to growing. Commit to going after the Lord. Commit to not being mediocre, to being average. I always, you know, Dad tells the story about when he was called. He used to pray to God, I just don't want to be average. That's the culture here at Church on the Rock. And so today, you know, when you're sitting around the lunch table with your family and friends, I just encourage you, you know, maybe you make a commitment at that table. You know what? Something that was said today resonated with me. I'm going to join a small group. And you other people at the table, you hold them to that. Have them write it down and put a date on. But make a commitment to your growth today and see how the Lord takes you to a new level. Amen? Can we bow our heads and close our eyes right now? You know, before you start any of these avenues of growth, you have to make one really big commitment, and that is a commitment to make Jesus the Lord of your life. You know, before any child could grow, it has to be born. And before you and I can start on this journey of spiritual growth, we have to be born again. So maybe you're sitting here today and you're saying, man, this is resonating to me. I can feel the Spirit, Daniel, talking to me right now, and I feel like, I want to start on this journey, but I don't know where to begin. If you haven't made the Lord, Jesus, Lord over your life, that's where you start. That's where you begin. And I want to pray for you. If you're here right now, you don't want to be average anymore. You want to start on this journey of spiritual growth, and you want to ask Jesus into your life. Would you raise your hand? We're not going to call you for it. Just raise your hand high. I want to pray for you. All across this place, begin to raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you for the hand. Thank you. Yes. Raise your hand real high so we can see it. Now what we're going to do, you can put them down. We're going to pray this prayer together. Let's all say it together. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sin. Now, Jesus, I ask you, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Be my Lord and be my Savior. And I ask you, Jesus, help me to grow. Don't let me remain average. Help me to fulfill your purpose for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we give the Lord a great big hand clap for all those decisions?
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.